3 days you'll be restored. My Lord, the bread of life. He hung on a tree. For 3 days he was in the tomb. But the Spirit of God went back into him and restored him unto his rightful place. Oh God, everything we read in there is for a reason, children. Oh God, if we'll just get down. Oh God, and study it out and pray, Anthony. And God can open it up. He said the Spirit of God can give you understanding of his word. The spirit of man understands the man, but the Spirit of God understands the word of God. Hey, children, now two people representing something to come. The bread of life was going to hang on a tree, but in 3 days, the Spirit of the living God was going to go back into that body and restore it unto his rightful place. Oh God.
That's still the same. He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll never change. You can't put your hope in a world that you don't know what it's going to do tomorrow. But I can put my hope in a Jesus, because he changes not. He's forever the same, children. Because he has to be number one in your life.
from out of space.
Which mic is on there? Oh, nope. Over. No, you should be good now. Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, there's a rift in space. There's an otherworldly entity.
Yes.
Yes, I have descended to the earthly realms once again. This is interdimensional devil.
Is condescended to be curious about our inferior...
Condescending?
Yeah, our inferior planet. Yes.
Inferior planet. Yes, but interesting musical selections.
Yes, well, thank you. We are honored that you have bestowed us with your presence and curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I just played some music. I played something for my Record Store Day purchase.
Yay!
To help me get.
Bruce!
I played some of that a few weeks ago, but it's Thunder Road, Bruce Springsteen, yeah, Bob Esmond Park.
It's also a five album.
I know. It's set, five records.
So, you know, we got to sprinkle it in.
That's true. Good point. Five records. It's the biggest album set I own, I believe.
Yeah.
Live Asbury Park 2024. Right. Mayor Nab, I've been there.
Yeah. Us humans in our linear time.
I know. Was I there? I think I was there. Consciously, I'm not sure if I was there.
My physical being was
standing on the beach.
Your flesh sack.
My flesh was sack. There. Was standing on the beach with my sneakers, holding a shitty beer because they were out of. It was the last. He's closing out this festival, and they were out of all the beer. So all you could get was Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh.
I had a tall can of that. I couldn't even drink
that. You probably
it was so
paid
sweet.
Like $15 for.
Well, I didn't pay to get in, so.
Hey, you know, balance.
It was all they had. I was like, anything but that.
I'll take it.
That was all they had.
Oh my God, I don't think I've had one of those since, I don't know. I was underage, probably.
They're still kind of popular in the Jersey Shore. I think it's for like frat boys and underage girls.
That's fair enough.
They're like their Bud Light and their like what's the new one?
Was it the sale thing?
No, they like the low carb beer. I forget what it is, but
I don't know.
It's really bad. And the girls like the Mike's Hard. Yes. Okay. What else after that? Joe Coleman, some more stuff. I played some last week. This was the other side of Joe Coleman's Infernal Machine. He's a crazy performance artist from New York. Last week I was playing shit from his performances and his noise rock band. This is the other side of the LP, which is Confessions of Serial Killers mixed with country music about going psycho.
Yeah, but it was cool. Like, we were listening to the interview, and but who did you say you thought it was? Or did you?
I said the second one sounded like Manson.
Well, you said the second one sounded like Manson. I don't think you said you knew who the first one was.
I did not.
But I was
you
like,
did.
But when as soon as he was like, he's like, oh yeah, like I
defiled my mother.
I defiled my mother's corpse. So I was like, oh, this is Edward Kemper.
tell the listeners.
I was like, tell me, I'm a sick person. What did that?
Tell our listeners what Edward Kemper did to his beloved mother.
Oh, well, after he humiliated her corpse, he decapitated her, and he buried her head looking up, so he was like, that way she could finally look up at me. he had like a super high IQ, and
he
I guess
very
he was
smart
like,
in that interview.
Yeah, well, and yeah, he was well spoken, and he really, I mean, like a lot of serial killers, they have a weird pride thing, and he really liked to give interviews, but supposedly he was very like cordial to interviewers, mm-hmm. like he was very he had a very gracious nature. He was a really fascinating guy.
And you see why I'm sometimes skeptical about your planet.
that's fair enough. Well, Joe Coleman, who put that record together, is a aficionado of serial killers. Uh-huh. So
clearly, yeah. And the artwork in the album has like a book, like a beautiful like glossy booklet.
It's worth it for the booklet
with his artwork. And I mean, it's beautiful artwork, but also, you know, serial killer
art
in subject matter. But it's
severed heads and
but it has a religious diaspora like feel to it as well.
Yeah.
And it's really really interesting.
It's like getting to one of them churches with all the crutches hanging up, and then it's like the mural is that.
Yeah, well, crazy people make the best art.
Yeah, I always wanted to meet Joe Coleman one day. It's on my list, and there are two people that know him, so we'll see. It's possible.
It's
not
possible. Anything is possible.
Three people.
All right.
I've never asked them about him. I'm afraid. After Joe Coleman's crazy stuff about serial killers, went back to a little more Bruce Live, Asbury, Born to Run. His big, you know, closer. It's a good song.
Is that on the American Butt album?
No, that's in the Boy and the Run album, which is way before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Boy and the Run's like earlier. It's like many years before that.
No, I was talking to a woman recently. The Hugging album. Where she was like, yeah, I don't know. She's like, I was like on vacation somewhere and I wanted to listen to some new music. And she's like, let me listen to that American Butt album. And it was, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. But I was like, yeah, that... It's the American Butt album. Like, whose butt is more American than Bruce Springsteen's? No,
Boy to Run is the famous gatefold where it folds out. It's him and Clarence, like, holding each other.
Oh, okay.
Hugging, and he's got his guitar.
Oh, gotcha.
And they did a Sesame Street knockoff, or parody, called Born to Read. And
cute.
It's Bert and Ernie holding each other with the guitar, like the same pose. It's pretty good.
That's cute.
Maybe that will be the cover of our...
I have seen that. It's really cute.
Maybe that will be the cover of our... archive show when I put it up.
Cause there you go. Funny.
I'm only about a year behind on those. I'll do them all this week, I swear. And then we heard a little bit more of something we actually did here last week, but I wanted to play it for everybody again. The West Virginia Snake Handler Revival.
Yeah.
They Shall Take Up the Serpents is the name of that record. I highly recommend it. It's still out there.
It's, very, very niche.
Very niche. They're all going to sell by the end of the year. I swear. I don't know how many they pressed of those, but they're all going to be gone soon.
I don't know. I think we only got in, like, one at Meebs, and someone bought it. But
small label.
I knew it because someone bought it, and then I was like, I need this in my life. And then I don't know if I told you about it or you mentioned that you wanted it.
I texted you that I want this
and
record.
Then I was like, oh, we sold the only copy. But then I was like, order me another one. I need this.
Yes, exactly what happened.
Yeah.
No. And, that was my set. Try to, change things up with Serial Killers and Born to Runs.
Sorry. I just took a sip of a beverage I haven't tried before, and I do not care for it.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Color reminds me of something in my youth, if I can't remember what. I'll figure it out later.
Robitussin?
No, something else.
Delicious.
You try something gross and you're just like, oh, it's disgusting, try it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you bond over it.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, smelling your finger. All right, so.
All right, I'm going to play some stuff next. Buckle in because it...
Smell familiar. Sorry.
Smell familiar.
That's the only thing you remember from that movie.
It's gonna be a wild ride. I have everything from Tallulah Bankhead to some local punk rock.
Support all that.
But it's just new stuff that I'm excited about.
Sweet.
But I do want to say I was gonna look it up. But what we're listening to next is from the band The Creepy Crawlies, and they just came out with this 7-inch. What's the name of the song again, Doug? You have it over there.
Graveyard Love.
Graveyard Love. So yeah, they came out with a really cute 7-inch, and it comes with a little pack of crayons, and it's black and white, so you can color it. And I mean, they're also just awesome, like vocal punk rockers and like total sweethearts. But one of the members, Fuzz, his house just sadly burned down, and there is a GoFundMe for him. So I do just want to give a shout out.
Yes.
It's Help Fuzz Rebuild After the Fire. If you are willing or able to donate $1, $5, anything helps. Yeah. And, we all got to help each other out and support our community and our fellow weird musicians. So, and we're going to listen to their 7-inch next. And then I have some other very weird smatterings of things to enjoy.
All right, let's get to it.
I'm DJ Little His Muppet.
And I'm Interdimensional Devlin.
Interdimensional Devlin, 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 Devlin,
here we
Devlin.
Go.
All right.
baby beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. Baby beluga, baby beluga. Is the water warm? Is your mama home with you so happy? Way down yonder where the dolphins play, where you dive and splash all day. Waves rolling and the waves roll out, see the water squirting out of your spout. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga, sing your little song, sing for all your friends, we like to hear you. And fed, curl up snug in your water bed. Moon is shining and the stars are out. Good night, little whale, good night. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga, with tomorrow's sun, another day's begun. You'll soon be waking. Baby beluga in the deep blue sea, swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. You're just a little white whale on the go.
And a six straight bet. Then I decided I'd pay my debts. I got out with three cigarettes, and that is all, and that is all. Around my throat, I started out to where the ball's gonna be, and I heard my honey when she hollered at me. She said, "Kill it, kill it, kid." I know the ragtime room. I got my education at a ragtime school. From a ragtime band. Wear ragtime clothes and ragtime shoes. Always got my pockets full of ragtime news. Got a ragtime children and a ragtime wife, and a sure am a living a ragtime life.
hurt us. Bananas, no, it's no good. I still departed. It's no good, no, it's no good. The way you left us. Bananas, no, it's no good. I still departed.
Let me alone in this world with us. When a whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud. I am the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come. Come on, Katie.
Oh, why did they laugh at us?
Not if we sing loud enough, come on.
Follow along, she says, and paint them a rosy view.
And tell them a story.
Sing them a song, she says, and sing them a song we do.
We're hitting the road.
Loud as a chanticleer and jittery as a hen.
The road to glory.
Ready to whoop. My dear, but here we go again.
Yeah!
Hey, look me over, let me in here.
Hey, look me here, look me here.
We're
to here to Lisa Hill.
Pass the light.
Or in a pinch.
Pass the light.
We'll take an inch.
Whenever you're down
we'll take an inch.
The only way is up
and make
I'll
it pay.
Like a rose.
So what do you say?
On the vine.
We give the wild can,
you know.
Like a parade. Hey, hey, hey. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get. If all that it takes is a little hot air to fill the vacuum, then we'll be up like a rosebud. I am the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. A little bit short in the elbow room, but let us get us up. And look out, world, hear me shout.
baby, tore it apart. And you left me standing in the dark crying. Said your love for me was dying. So come on, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, that I'm on my knees. Turn on your light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Hey, shine, shine. Get a little lonely in the middle of the night, and I need you, darling, to make things alright. So come on, babe, baby, please. And I'm begging you, baby, 'cause I'm on my knees. Turn on your light and it shine on me. Turn on your love light and it shine on me. Hey, let it shine, let it shine, let it.
You left me standing in the dark crying. Say to you,